Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
And we're back. Welcome to Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. And I had to get back to the Feet to the Fire mic because I just have to say it. I've been saying it constantly now, but I want it to be out there on record. Donald Trump has got to run in 2024. Guys, he's got to run in 2024, and we need to win the country back. Now, I know people are thinking, what's with the Trump obsession? Why, after weeks and months of being away from the microphone, are you back? And the first thing you're talking about is Donald Trump. You're obsessed with the guy. And that's not it. And that's why I want to talk about this today. We have to understand what's going on in the country. Can I say something volatile, something inflammatory? If you don't support Donald Trump and a 2024 run, you don't understand what's at stake, and you greatly underestimate the opposition. And I keep hearing things like, though, DeSantis is our new option. And people say it as though the media and the left is not going to shred Ron DeSantis like they attempt to do to every one of our candidates. That's the thing I hear about Donald Trump. I hear, well, he's no good for the country anymore because he's too polarizing. He had great policy, but all of the tweeting. And he's so rude and uncouth and, you know, off the rails. The guy can't control himself. Nobody takes him seriously. People won't vote for him. He won't get the sacred middle ground, the moderate. By the way, that's for a whole nother episode. There's no such thing as a moderate, guys. There's ideological conservatives who are principled, and then there are crazy leftists. And anybody who says that they're a moderate is actually a leftist who's too ashamed to admit it and is hiding behind this thin veneer of, oh, I'm a moderate Republican. No, you're not. You're a liberal, and you won't admit it. There's no such thing as the middle ground. That's not, people don't live their lives in the middle ground. They, if they're involved and knowledgeable at all of politics, they have a position, and they're either bold about it or they're ashamed to say it. But there's no such thing as the moderate, the great unwashed that we all have to appeal to, the reasonable center. And that's what they say. Trump can't get that vote because he's too polarizing. But here's why I want to make the argument that Trump has to run in 2024. Let me read you what he, I don't know what you call it now, he truthed. Instead of tweeted, because he's on Truth Social. I love it. He won't even go back on Twitter. Good for him, because they kicked him off, and he's not going back. He refuses. But on Truth Social, he said this yesterday. Our legal system is corrupt, all caps, like Trump does. Our judges and justices are highly partisan, compromised, or just plain scared. And by the way, the reason he's tweeting, truthing this, I think it was yesterday, or recently. Yeah, it must have been yesterday, is because the Clinton campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, was acquitted by a jury in D.C. yesterday, even though that entire Russian hoax was replete with illicit activity and government scandal. But the guy gets off scot-free. If we have time, we'll get into that. But this is how Trump responds. Our legal system's corrupt. He continues, our borders are open. Our elections are rigged. Inflation is rampant. Gas prices and food costs are through the roof. Our military leadership is woke. Our country is going to heck, he says, but he uses a more choice word, which I don't even know if it would be inappropriate to use. This culture is hellbound. And he continues, and Michael Sussman is not guilty? Sarcasm. How's everything else doing? Enjoy your day. That was Trump's tweet. And that's why we need Trump back. Well, not just that. There's a lot of people that'll speak boldly. But let me explain it this way. It's not an obsession with Trump. It's a commitment to the values that he stood for and the platform upon which he ran and the platform, the agenda that he implemented. But even more than that, we can find good conservatives. We can find conservatives to continue the Trump agenda. Trump has to run for one reason. Listen, the president of the United States elected in 2020 is sitting in a resort in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. That's where the president is right now. The legally elected president. The usurper is in the White House. The left stole the election. And people say, move on, stop with the stop the steal thing. But we can't move on because it's game over right now. And I'm not trying to be overly pessimistic, but do you realize that this was the most flagrant, obvious, bold, unapologetic theft of a national election in, I don't know, the history of democracy, at least in modern history, probably in the history of our whole country. And it's been left to stand. We're letting this stand. The election was stolen. You got to watch the movie 2,000 Mules. There's so much piled up evidence on this, and yet nothing's changed. And so my point is this. If the left can steal an election the way they did, and the duly elected president is not in the White House, but sitting in Florida, then the country's over. This has to be reversed. Now, we've attempted the legal route, and we were stopped by rhinos, Republicans in name only, establishment Republicans who got in the way. I sat for hours with Mayor Rudy Giuliani last week. Sat with him for hours. He said the biggest problem in trying to prosecute the stolen election was not so much the Democrats and the leftists, but the Republican leadership that put up obstacles and blockades in the various states to stop the investigation from moving forward in the various state legislatures. It was Republican leadership. Fake rhinos, Republican in name only. So it was stopped in the courts. It was stopped in the state legislatures. The only recourse now is to reverse what happened by electing Donald Trump again. And if we can't, and here's what I want to do. Here's what I'm saying. We got to stick our thumb in the eye of the left, the Democrats, the media, and say, you think you pulled off the greatest hoax in history, and it doesn't even matter what you did. We're turning right around and we're reinstalling that man as president in 2024. He's got to run precisely because of the fact that everybody knows the election was stolen. We do, they do, the media does, the left does, everybody. It's a joke. This self-righteous, pious attitude. Oh, you know, wasn't proven. Most secure election in history. It's a complete scam and everybody knows it. It's like the Supreme Court justice that Biden appointed. They asked her, what is a woman? She said, I can't answer that. And then everybody's like, oh, she can't say what a woman is. Of course she can say what a woman is. She's the first black woman getting appointed to the Supreme Court. That was the big selling point of this lady. She knows what a woman is. It's the emperor's new clothes, pretending she doesn't know what a woman is, pretending the election wasn't stolen and we think it wasn't rigged and it was a fair election. Everybody knows it. So we need to double down, stick our thumb in the eye of the left, and put this guy back in the White House because January 6th was not an insurrection and it was not the most secure election in history. And here's what I want to say about those people who decry Trump as too polarizing and, you know, he's vulgar and crude. It's amazing that all of these people on the left who criticize Trump, and this is a point that I've wanted to make, and I'll make it many times on the show, and we'll come back to it again, hopefully this week or soon. All of these people who hate Trump, all of a sudden, when Trump gets elected, they have a moral conscience. These are the people having sex in front of cameras for Hollywood movies that is swept up by American consumption. These are the people with out-of-control violence in their movies. All the musicians with filth in their lyrics. All of the purveyors of cultural trash. And all of a sudden they have a moral conscience and say, oh, Trump is unfit to be president because he's rude and uncouth. It's absurd. Listen, they did it to every conservative before him, and they're going to do it to whoever we run again. So we might as well run our best, the guy who won. There's the music. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. They will destroy any conservative that runs, Trump or otherwise. It has nothing to do with a supposed bad moral character. That has everything to do with what he stands for.